It's showdown time here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ on a Thursday sunny afternoon, about 5 o'clock. And I've got a showdown here from a bean that I've roasted on the 12th of the 7th, so 5 days after roast, third wave coffee sauce, Guatemala Antigua El Antillo Bourbon Caturra variety. And I'm really excited because on the cupping table it was very promising, it was lovely, it was beautiful. And today I'm doing a showdown of that coffee prepared in a Chemex and prepared in a V60. I have dosed the same, but I've changed the grind a little bit. I think for the V60 you need a bit of a finer grind than actually for the Chemex. So this is what I've done. Used the same parameters, 16 grams and 230 milliliters of water, gently in a round the world movement that I'm so familiar with and that you are too if you are a filter brewer, over some scales and in a time. They both actually went down in about 2 minutes 15 and yielded both exactly 200 grams of brewed coffee. So now it's time to put my lips to them. They're still a bit hot, actually. This is hot off the press, hot off the brewing methods here. I've done the Chemex first, so that would be a bit cooler, but I really don't want to scald my palate. So I'm just going to take my thermometer and dunk it into my double-walled, beautiful glass that I use for filter coffees. And it is 57.9, so almost 58. That is just a little bit too warm. I want it in 55, somewhere around there, and then going downwards the flavors will come through even more. I'm gonna leave that to rest a little bit. It's quite hot today. Apparently it's the hottest day of the summer so far, so I'm not surprised, and the sun is shining into Coffee Mumbo's HQ here. I'm just gonna take a reading of the V60, which, wow, paradoxically, fantastically, just yielded exactly 200 grams as well. So what that means is that I actually got my grind spot on, and this is even hotter. Obviously, this is brewed later than the Chemex, so the V60 is still 60.4, so that is just too hot. But what I can already do is put my nose. Lovely aromas coming off the Chemex. And lovely aromas coming off the V60. So I think the difference in the brewing methods, for me, what I've discovered so far is that the V60 gives you a bit of a cleaner cup, and the V60, I hope I said Chemex, the Chemex gives you a cleaner cup, and the V60 a more full-bodied, rounder cup. Don't know why, don't ask me why. I guess it's also the shape of the vessels, the shape of the cone that you use, something like that. But I'm gonna let this rest a little bit, put you on pause, and then see what it actually tastes like, the mouthfeel and the notes that will come through. So I think the Chemex is just about ready. I'm just dunking my thermometer in it again, and it's 54 55. I'm just giving it a go because I can't wait. Now smelling it, I get chocolate smells coming off the steam here. Let me see if that transfers on the palate as well. Actually, quite a bit of fruitiness, which is lovely up front. There's a lovely balance. It's not overpowering that fruitiness. That acidity is not overpowering at all. The mouthfeel is nice, very nice actually. It's quite clean. Lovely. It's a lovely balance because it tails off to be a bit more mellow, and the entry is not overpoweringly acidic at all. It's a lovely, well-rounded, lovely body to this. God, I can't wait to actually also try the V60, but putting my thermometer in, what are we at? 53, 55, 55.7, 56. Well, it's going to take a little longer to cool down, I suppose. Can I dare to take a sip without scalding? No, I don't think so. But what I will do is I will smell it. Quite intense. But what you don't smell is kind of the the sharper notes that I've gotten on my palate from the Chemex, for sure. I'm going to take another sip of the Chemex. If I say sharp, it's not sharp at all, but it's there's a lovely acidity, a lovely fruitiness. Now, what is it? Oh, my God, memory bank, help me. What is it? What is it? It's not an acidic fruit. It's not a citrus fruit at all. It's kind of a mellow fruit. It's not strawberry-like, so it's not berries. It's maybe it's stone fruit. Maybe it's a bit of prune. I don't know. It's very sweet, actually. But really a balance. You've got in the mouth various things happening. Ooh, very, very, very lovely. Well, I'm just going to have a go at the V60. What the hell? Again. Wow. At the moment, maybe it's a bit heavier. So maybe the mouthfeel, there's just more heaviness. But the same story, the same kind of notes journey happening in my mouth. This is a lovely coffee. Yes, this fruitiness is so gentle. It's not overpowering. It's well-rounded. I like the mouthfeel a lot. I like it on both of them, actually. Am I going to stick my neck out and go for which brewing method is more suited to that coffee? I don't know. It's a matter of trying it. It's a matter of finding out where and who of the artisan roasters here in London or in the UK are roasting the El Atillo Guatemala Antigua Bourbon Catura variety. Green Bean Merchant is Third Wave Coffee Source, Nadine Rush. She is just amazing. She spends a lot of time back home in Guatemala and then sources just the best coffees ever. This is really lovely. I mean, boy, should I actually tomorrow push it through the R58? Maybe. Maybe it's an all-rounder. Here on the table today, in the Chemex, in the V60, this coffee sings and shines and is just too beautiful to be missed. I'm going to finish both these glasses. That's going to be 400 milliliters for me at 5:30 in the afternoon. Oh my God.